I'm here with Asif Kapadia, British director, and today we are just right after seeing your new film from 2073. And could you please tell me why 2073? What's the idea of the name of that film?
The idea of the film was it's set in the future, but it's not like hundreds of years in the future. It's the near future. It's kind of close. It's when you're my age or you're a little bit, right? It's my kids will be a certain age. So the idea is, what is the world like for the next generation? That was the idea. So it's not that far away. And the idea is, if we do nothing now, what might it be like? That's what I was trying to do. Listen back to this and see whether we got it right or wrong.
Yeah, hopefully not the same.
I hope not.
A film, as I've already told you, was very strong for me. And I was just thinking while watching it, because you are known for working with some archives. You made some interviews with journalists in that film. And what was the idea of making them? Like, why this idea?
Because I was seeing a lot of things happening around the world and I was worried. And I thought, I feel like I need to make a film about what I'm feeling. And the only way I know to kind of learn something is by making a film. Because if I make a film, then I will start interviewing people. And I talk to journalists and I spoke to lots of brilliant journalists around the world, maybe about 70 or 80 people. Not all of them are in the film. But I just wanted to understand what was happening. It was like curious and worried. And every journalist I spoke to, wherever they were in the world, said, yeah, there's a problem. Something's happening. And it's happening. And it's nobody said, oh, things are going to get better, just like that. They all said they're worried things are getting worse. And I kept asking why. And everyone said it's to do with tech. It's to do with how technology is being used. It's to do with social media. It's to do with surveillance. It's to do with data all being collected and used against us everywhere. And so that's when I thought, okay, I think I'm onto something. Now, I started this film 5 years ago during lockdown. So I didn't know how the world was going to be in 5 years' time, but I thought I'm going to make the film anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I get it all wrong. Maybe I look stupid. But I thought, I don't mind. I'm still going to try, because it still felt like it was important to try to record what was happening and to make the film almost like a time capsule. Do you know what that is? Like, you record a period of time and then you can put it and hide it in a cupboard for 50 years and say, well, how did it all turn out? And I kind of wanted to make a film like that. That's why it's called 2073 as well. But it's also, if it does get worse, I kind of wanted to make a film to say, well, then don't pretend you didn't know. Because all of this is happening and we're all witnessing it and we're all living it. So we all know what's happening. Don't pretend later on, oh, if only somebody had told me.
Yes, exactly. And also, like, because it was something new for me, because we have a lot of futuristic films, but it was a film based in the future, but materials were based in actual life. And it was even more scary that we are talking about the future, which is already here. And was it very hard to combine future and actual things which are happening?
I mean, that was a big idea. Can I tell a story set in the future? But as you're watching it, you're going, okay, my brain, the filmmaker's saying this is in the future, but it all is happening now. And therefore, that makes you worried about now, right? But that is like kind of the part of the genre, almost, of dystopian fiction or films. Or it's set in the future, but it's always commenting on the present. And so I just wondered, well, can you do that with a documentary? I don't know if I've seen a documentary set in the future. Me neither, right? Yeah. So I thought, well, let's try. And also, the scariest things in the film are all real, like you said. The most horrific material is factual. But normally in a feature film, you have all of the scary things are like computer generated. The ghost or the poltergeist or the hurricane or the tornado or the earthquake or the war. You know, it's not real. They've made it with a computer. So I kind of wanted to play with this idea and turn it upside down, that everything with the actors is kind of constructed, but everything else is real which makes it much more uncomfortable to watch because you can't say, oh, it's just a movie. It is just a movie, but it's all, you know, deep down, this is all factual. And some of the material you may know already. You may have seen some of this, but there may be a lot you didn't know. And I think that's really what I wanted to do, was to slightly mess with your mind and to make people actually scared. To say, well, you should be scared. I think it's important to be scared, because if you're scared, then maybe you feel like we need to do something.
Because it's already happening here.
It's happening everywhere right now. And you've got an election coming up, so I know,
yes,
people here are worried.
This Sunday, actually.
Yeah, right, very soon.
And I think that film can make us more aware of fact-checking as well, because people don't do it. And after watching that right now, even, I'm thinking if informations I see, I read, if they are true ones, that's so scary, like this.
But that's great. I mean, that, in a way, that means the film has succeeded, because I really wanted people, I didn't really know how people would react to the film, but I want them to be more vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be aware, like you say, like, maybe I should just check. Like, I've done it where I've seen a video and maybe historically I would have just shared it. And now I go, hold on, something's not right. And then I check and I realize, ah, it's not real. And you have to be so careful. And so I think now we're in a time and a place where every single thing you see or you read, you just have to check, well, who wrote that? Do I trust that source? Oh, it's an advert. Oh, they're selling me something, or it's crypto, or who knows what? I think that's kind of the point. So in a way, I'm really glad you said that, because that's the idea. It is a kind of slightly different film to the other films that I've made, because it is just about making people go, whoa, let me just think about this.
Yes.
And that is success. It's an unusual thing to want from a film, but that's kind of what I want people to do. And then if you think that, you might talk to your friends, or you might talk to your mum, or you might talk to your boyfriend, or you might talk to someone else and just say, well, you don't have to believe everything just because it's on your screen. In fact, don't believe it.
Exactly.
Because it's on your screen.
Exactly. You know. And as a filmmaker, did you meet any obstacles on your way of doing that film? Because we saw a lot of controversial political sides of that film also.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's much easier. There are many films to make which are much easier than this one.
Mm-hmm.
So this film was very difficult to make, raise the money, very difficult to get distribution, very difficult to get to film festivals. Very difficult in terms of reviewers. I mean, yeah, it's been tough. But the more challenging it is, the more I feel like, well, I'm onto something. I'm glad I did it, you know, because in a way it was a risk and a gamble. And I knew I might piss off people, annoy people.
But that's great. That's
yeah,
great.
But also I'm kind of old now and I've been making films a long time. So if you don't do it when you're able to take a risk, when are you going to do it? Yeah. You know, so I thought I have to. And I partly, honestly, I was thinking this might be the last film that I make. And I don't care. At least I made it. I just thought I'll put it all into this film. And if it never comes out or no one ever lets me make a film again, fine. At least I made it. And that's the reason I'm making it.
But would you consider of doing a continuation of that film? Or
maybe in a few years. Yeah, like I sort of just said that this is like the problem. Maybe in a few years I'll think and I'll do some research and I'll figure out, well, what's the solution. But right now I can't keep up with the problem. There's so many happening so fast.
So many problems.
Yeah, that you just when you think you understand the problem, there's a new one and a new one and a new one, which is on purpose. That is the design. That is what these people are doing. They're constantly confusing you and misdirecting you, that while you're worried about this, something over there happens. And therefore, right now, yeah, if I make another film, maybe one day I'll do something which is some sort of continuation. Yeah.
But while choosing subjects of that film, because there are so many bad things happening right now in the world, and then I think they will happen. Was it hard to choose those main plots of the film?
I mean, I did research for quite a few years. Like, the film took nearly 5 years to make. For 2 years, we were just doing the research and interviews. And I spoke to lots of people about lots of themes. And not everyone that I spoke to is in the film, and not all of the themes are in the film. But I somehow tried to get them in as much as possible. In the end, we picked certain subjects, like dictators or authoritarians or the climate or surveillance and tech. And I picked, in the end, it came down to three women journalists who are the main characters, three brilliant investigative journalists: Maria Ressa from the Philippines, Carol Cadwalader from the UK, and Rana Ayub from India, because their experience was very similar. When they spoke up and held people to account, they were threatened, they were sued, they nearly had to go to jail. They had real personal problems, real troubles, which continue now. They're still dealing with them. And I think that was when we thought, this is the way to do it. That not only is the problem the same everywhere, but anyone who tries to stand up and question these people will be attacked in the same way around the world. And these are just three examples, but there are many more. And in lots of places in the world, the journalists just get shot. They get bombed, they get assassinated. You know, we know that's happening in Gaza. Anyone reporting got killed. So this is what I really wanted to show, was the danger of being somebody who stands up. You have to risk a lot, but they still do it. And that's kind of why, in a way, they're my heroes in the film.
Thank you very much for those answers and for that film. And hopefully the next one won't be... If you plan any continuation, I hope it won't be so catastrophic. And let's hope our future will bring us more joy and people will be more aware. Thank you very much again.
Thank you. Hope so. Thanks.